Oil prices are up again. Alaska North Slope crude jumped above $70 per barrel 2 weeks ago and has stayed above that mark. While that's several dollars higher than state economists predicted, it doesn't mean the budget is saved, and it doesn't mean oil prices will stay higher. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more from Juneau.
Oil prices are inching up. A dollar here, 50 cents there. It adds up fast for the state.
You know, once you're into the 70s, you're getting maybe $80 million or so of additional revenue for each dollar of oil price increase.
That's Dan Stickle. He's the chief economist for Alaska's Department of Revenue. Each year, his department puts out a forecast for the price per barrel of oil, and oil prices are well above that forecast right now. But in Juneau, lawmakers are still leaning toward balancing the budget using money from the permanent fund's earnings. That's because prices are still well below where they'd have to be to fill the $2.5 billion hole in the state's budget. Stickle says if the legislature does decide to draw from the permanent fund's earnings, $72 per barrel is right about the sweet spot for balancing the budget.
So right around current prices, yeah.
But the effect of oil prices on Alaska's economy is much broader than just its impact on state spending. Musin Gitabi is an economist with the Institute of Social and Economic Research in Anchorage. He says another pressing question is how the uptick in prices could affect jobs and capital spending in the private sector. That is, money that companies spend on property or equipment or to take on new projects.
Obviously, nobody knows the exact answer to that. I think that what we can say is firms have adjusted to lower levels of employment. And so how quickly will they ramp up in terms of adding employees is, you know, the really million-dollar question.
That's the million-dollar question. Alaska is in a recession. And what will it take for companies to start hiring again, to pump more money into local economies? The thing is, oil development economics are dramatically different between fields. It's not as simple as producers turning the spigot on and off whenever the math works out in their favor.
Hello?
So I called Glacier Oil and Gas Chief Executive Officer Carl Giesler. Glacier is a smaller, independent oil and gas company in the state, so its economics aren't necessarily the same as those of ConocoPhillips or BP. But Giesler says there are some fundamentals to the relationship between oil prices and companies investing in Alaska. He says to get an idea of why companies haven't rushed to hire more workers or bring more fields online, it might be helpful to look into the future. Well, oil futures. Basically, oil futures are these contracts that allow traders to buy and sell oil that will be delivered months or years later. Giesler says this becomes kind of a prediction for what the price of oil could be.
The punchline is that even though oil prices are up meaningfully over the last 3 months or so, people are still cautious.
One reason they're so cautious is that when you look at oil futures, long-term prices don't look so good. Giesler keeps calling it backwardation, though after I tease him about using $10 words, he explains that it just means that the future price is less than the current price.
And that backwardation is the one thing that's giving a lot of companies pause before they really start ramping up drilling, before they really start ramping up hiring, before they sort of jump in with both feet.
To be clear, Giesler says these jumps in oil prices are good news.
I mean, holy cow, we're above 70. We're almost at 75, right? You know, fire the gun. Let's start running.
But Giesler says maybe don't run very fast because it could be a long race to consistently higher prices. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.